Hey, it's time for another Wake Up and Level Up. What's up, everybody? I'm Mario Armstrong. There's a big shift that's happening. There's a big, big change that's really taking place. We're starting to see that more and more people that are posting on social media are starting to actually get paid deals from their posting. They're starting to get more paid deals from their YouTube accounts and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Clubhouse rooms. And I'm talking about people with actually small numbers, small followings, but they have an engaged audience. And this is a thing that's actually been transitioning for about probably the last 24 months, maybe 18 months, certainly right before COVID hit. But then all throughout COVID, this shift has taken place. So if you post content regularly, you may not be doing it like as a content creator, even though most of you are probably content creators. Most of you are entrepreneurs. Most of you have a passion that you are pursuing. That's what you're tuned in to Wake Up and Level Up for. It's like, get me the information, Mario. Get me the tips. Get me not only the motivation and the inspiration, but also the trends and the steps so that we can make practical moves to better our outcomes. And so what I'm sharing with you today is one of the things that's going to continue to shift. I just saw a stat in New York Times about how the percentage of content creators are growing in terms of like an actual business. And if you think about it, it's true, right? Like, you got these massive platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Clubhouse, Facebook, and more people are, you know, starting to work from home, or more and more people have started figuring out how they could create content for a niche audience. I'm not talking about mega superstar, you know, followings. I'm talking about brands and people are making content that are for smaller niche audiences. So if you're big into women's shoes with like high heels, like that's a thing. Or if you're like big into a certain breed of, say, a dog, right? Like maybe you're into terriers and that's all you're all about. Like, what I'm getting at is maybe you're a coach, but you coach women that are of a certain age and have a couple of important things that are going on in their life. Like, you know these very specific things about your audience. In other words, we're no longer trying to reach everyone. We can't attract everyone, and we don't need to attract everyone. What we need to do is attract the people that need to be attracted to us. By putting ourselves out there, by putting our messages out there, and by being vulnerable about what it is we're sharing or who we're trying to serve, we will attract who we need to reach, and we will repel those who don't need to reach, who we don't need to be getting access to or getting their energy access to us. It's just that simple. But the biggest change is that brands and marketers are now spending money recognizing that this is an opportunity, that connecting with people that make content. I'm not even going to call you influencers. I'm not even going to call you content creators. I'm just going to say that brands are looking to just connect with people that are making content that is specific to certain audiences and have a niche audience. So if you have a niche audience and you're wondering, man, I'm wondering if I'm missing out on this income potential. I wonder if I could be making an extra 500 or $1,000 a month. Or I wonder if I actually could be getting a $25,000 or $50,000 sponsorship deal. So many people that I talk to, or people that are in our course or that I teach, they don't even really understand the value that they have. And it's because they think that they don't have enough following. And that's not the metric. 75% of marketers are now doing business with micro influencers. These are people that have less than 10,000 followers, even nano influencers, those that have less than 5,000 followers. The key is, what products and services does your audience benefit? Need? Like, here's the question that you have to ask yourself. If you really want to know, do you have value? And could you be getting sponsorship deals? The question is, who is your audience, and what products or services help your audience have a better quality of life? Again, who is the audience? But more importantly, what are the products, the brands, and the services that your audience needs in order to have a better quality of life? Those are your initial targets. So for me, it's like content creators or entrepreneurs. I know they need a website, so I know Wix makes sense. I know email marketing makes sense. I know having like Intuit or like software for their finances makes sense, right? Or when we did our deal with FedEx Office, because I know that you're going to need your banners or signage, business cards, proposals, shipping, like all of that stuff makes sense. I know those products or those brands can help my listenership or my audience. So they become the initial targets. So if this is making sense to you, what I want you to do is write down at least 10 names of brands, products, and services that you think can benefit your audience. Not just you, although we are more than likely a reflection of an audience, of our audience, but benefit your audience. Write those 10 names down or the products. Like, think about, what do you eat? What do you consume? What does your audience eat? What do they consume? What do they need? Are they trying to de-stress? What products and services do they need? Do they have kids? What products and services do they need? Are they entrepreneurs? What products and services do they need? Are they in the fitness world? What products and services do they need? Are they trying to lose weight? What products and services do they need? You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you do that and tap in, you've just started like 10% of the journey of like really getting you to sponsorship deals. So here's what I want you to do. I really want you to, if for those of you that have listened this far in the podcast, that means you're serious about trying to understand how you could actually make a new income or amplify what you're trying to do with your content as it relates to brands. I'm a master at this, by the way. I've sold over $3 million worth of brand deals for our own content, not with having big followings either. All right. There are people with me with plenty larger followings of me that haven't been able to make as much as I've been able to in brand sponsorships because they don't know the formula, the process, or how to do it. And so I'm teaching that to all of you. So I want to make you aware that I have this course now. It's at the website is neversettleacademy.com. I really want, if this is something that related to you, here's the takeaways. Let me just break this down because I don't want this to be a pitch fest. The takeaway is for this content, be paying attention to the content that you're making, because you probably have influence more than you think. If you are looking to make content or are purposely making content, then you are trying to build your brand or you are trying to build some other product or service that's out there. If you're doing that, you should be making sure that you're not leaving money on the table, and that can come to you in the form of brand sponsorship, even with a small audience. So the other takeaway is, if that sounds like you, then you need to get over to neversettleacademy.com. Like right away, neversettleacademy.com, because that's an opportunity that's golden for you to really learn from me on the steps and the tools to get you brand deals. I'm not going to try to pitch the whole thing right here to you. I'm just going to say to you, if you're looking to make additional income, or if you're even looking to make this your full-on business of getting brands to pay you for the content that you want to create anyway, or the events that you want to do anyway, or the coaching programs you want to do. See, brands will sponsor a lot of stuff. But if you don't know that, or if you're thinking your value is low, but you're posting consistently, or you're creating events consistently, or you're thinking about this, but you haven't been able to unlock brand deals, say no more. Jump on over to neversettleacademy.com. Sign up, register, check it out. Look, it's money back guarantee. I don't want to sell you here. I want you to go to neversettleacademy.com and really pay attention. It's only a few days before I close out for the amount of seats that we have. We keep it kind of intimate. So I'm getting ready to close out in about, I think it depends on when this podcast actually gets around to you, but it should be in the next couple of days that the program will be closing for this cohort, and then there won't be another one until 2022. So you want to take advantage of this opportunity now so that you can get some of these possibly holiday deals and holiday money, as well as first quarter brand sponsorship money. All right, y'all, go to neversettleacademy.com. And later this week, I'll hit you with another Wake Up and Level Up. And I'm excited about that because it's going to talk about ownership of your ideas and how to really get people behind your idea, especially starting with your family and getting that support system so that you can actually have more backing and more support morally, so that you feel comfortable and excited about continuing to push forward on your dream and on the impact you want to have on others. All right, until then, y'all, that's a wrap for Wake Up and Level Up. Head over to neversettleacademy.com. Peace.